Okay, business as usual here on Knock on Wood. I should say comedy as usual. This really isn't a business. Let's see, we do have Dan Einbender, however. We also have Jackie Gleason from an old Broadway play. He's doing a song called Sit Old Kid. A whole bunch of people. The name of the Broadway play was Take Me Along. I don't know. You ever hear of it? I never did. But I got hold of the record, so I listened to it, and I said, oh, that's not a bad one. No. Also got that old hit Short Shorts. And Harry's going to be in. Yes, he's up to something. And we're going to listen to Homer and Jethro. That's where we're starting out. Homer and Jethro, Songs My Mother Never Sang, it's called. It's produced by Chet Atkins, by the way. They want to know, how come there's no Dog Day?
What? What, hell? Pay attention. I would ask questions. I was down at a bar in the town of New York when I met a man there with the dog that could talk. The dog looked at me with a tear on his jowl, and here's what he said as he started to howl. How come there's no Dog Day? How come that is so? There's a Father's Day, a Mother's Day too. Everyone in the family has a birthday, it's true. But how come there's no Dog Day? I think once a year you should buy your
That's it. What can I say? Homer and Jethro. All right. Well, anyway. Anywho, as they say. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Arino Charney. Harry should be here in just a minute. And, oh, here he is now.
Hey, Steve. Hey, what? What's with that door, Steve?
Is that the door?
Yeah. That was definitely the door that made that sound.
Didn't happen when I came in. Try it again, huh?
Oh, okay, Steve. Just open it up here. Yeah, there! It's happening again, Steve!
What do you think we should do?
Maybe we should call the repairman and get it fixed. Noise like that is a real liability in a radio station, Steve. It's embarrassing is what it is.
Let me try it.
I don't think I've ever heard anything like it. Yeah, it's definitely there, man. I don't know what to do.
You know, I think I might be able to fix it myself. It's probably all on the hinges, I bet. Let me see if I can find my oil can. It's in here somewhere. In your trunk. Oh, here it is. I got it. Good, there's still oil in it. Let me go over to the door and I'll just put a little on the hinges here. Here we go. Yeah, a little bit there. There. Okay. I think that'll do it, Harry. Why don't you go over and open the door?
Okay, Steve. Let me give it a shot. Strangest thing I've ever heard, I'll tell you that. Great, great job, Steve. Real good job you did there. We gotta fix this door, Steve. What if we have a guest? What'll they think? Steve, do something.
I'm thinking. All right, I know. We can put a do not disturb sign on the door.
Brilliant.
Well, you were worried about the guests. This will keep them out.
I guess it'll have to do, at least until we fix the door. We can't have guests coming in here and spreading nasty rumors about our door, can we? Do we have a do not disturb sign?
Let me see. I know I had a few signs about somewhere under these papers. Ah, here they are. Look. Right, what do we got?
Do not feed the crocodiles. No, that won't do.
What are you doing with a sign like that?
Don't you remember when we did that crocodile skit last year?
Ah, yeah. Executive director kept coming in and feeding the crocodile interns from the newsroom.
Oh, here's one. Beware of Neptunian fuzzballs.
What are you doing with that sign?
Don't you remember when we did that Neptunian fuzzball skit last year?
Oh, yeah. You traded in that dog for a Neptunian fuzzball.
Oh, here's one I remember fondly. Keep off the linoleum.
Come again?
Don't you remember when we pulled up our front lawn last summer and put down linoleum? Instead, we never had to mow it, weed it, or water it.
Yeah, we just had to wax it.
Ah, give me liberty or give me death.
What are you doing with that sign?
Just in case I get captured by the English, I'll remember what to tell them. Look, it doesn't seem like I have a do not disturb sign, so why don't I just make one? Hand me that magic marker and another piece of paper.
All right, Steve, there you go.
Thank you. Do not disturb, okay?
Here's some tape, Harry. Just put it on the door, and I think we'll be okay. Here we go.
All right, Steve. Okay. Hold on.
Harry.
Yes, Steve?
You're supposed to put it on the outside of the door?
Oh, yeah, right. Steve?
Yes?
Won't I have to open the door to do that?
Yes.
But I don't want to make that noise again.
All right, I'll do it.
Try to get a little help around here. It's just a door, for Pete's sake. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's just simply a door. What's the big deal, see? Wow.
How does a door make a noise like that?
You know, I got a theory. Maybe this door is different because it's our door. Have you ever thought of that? I mean, I'm pretty sure the door to the newsroom here at the station would dream of making a noise like that, but our door is the knock-on-wood door. It knows it can get away with a stunt like this. If it were the newsroom door, boy, it'd have to behave. It'd have to be serious and responsible, or whammo, it'd be sawdust time. But since this is our door, we're talking about the knock-on-wood door. Well, it's heard us being funny all these years, and, well, it's decided to horn in on the act. It wants to be funny, too. All these years, it's just sat in the background, opening up, closing when it's supposed to. It wants a chance at the limelight for once, Steve. It wants to be the star.
You mean our door is sentient?
What does sentient mean?
It means the door can reason?
No, it doesn't have a reason. It's just a door, for Pete's sake. There's no good reason for being jealous of our success while it sits in the background sulking.
But you said... Oh, never mind. Look, what you're trying to say is the door is trying to get in on our act.
I'm not trying to say it, I am saying it. But that's okay, because now we have the store's number.
I didn't know these doors had numbers on them.
I mean the store is making a weak attempt to make the audience laugh. I'm going to open it again.
Please don't. I hated that sound effect it made. That noise was disgusting.
Ah, but it's not going to make the same noise again. You see, we've already heard that one, Steve. Even doors would make the same joke twice. Listen to what I'm talking about. Here, watch. I'm going to open up the door. There! What did I tell you? It's trying to be part of the show.
It's really hamming it up, isn't it? Actually, when I think about it, it's rather touching. After all these years of loyally sitting in the background and feeling left out, it's finally trying to have a larger part on the program.
I don't know, Steve. Don't you see what enormous trouble this could lead to? If we let this door get in on the act, well, we could have total anarchy here. We could lose creative control. Other objects in the room might hear this door and want to get in on the fun. Objects like this chair, for instance.
Uh-oh. I think I see where the skit is going. Chair's not going to make a funny sound effect too, right?
I think so.
Okay, I can handle it. But first, let's hear something funny. Funny noises from Dan Einbender. Coming from our CD player.
Thanksgiving is here. favorite time of the year. Plus you sit with your family and eat dinner all day. It just means that Christmas is not far away. Your thanks with a prayer and a cheer. Hope for a happy new year. Plus the very next thing is the first flower of spring. So let's get together and say,
look at the turkey. Woo!
There's millions of people all over this land who would gobble a gobbler as fast as they can. So I think that it's perfectly clear that your turkeys should all disappear. If you can make it past Christmas, I know that you'll still be here gobbling next year. So
look at your turkey.
Why am I playing a Thanksgiving song? It's not Thanksgiving. I just felt like it. Yeah, Dan Einbender's CD, and, well, this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. We found out that our poor little door sound effect that's been so loyal and uncomplaining all these years has decided to get in on the act and make funny noises when opened and closed. I guess it's jealous that we make all the jokes and get all the laughs. So it's decided to have a little fun every time we open and close it. Go ahead, Harry. Show the listeners what we mean, in case they've tuned in late.
All right, Steve, I'll just open the door here.
See?
And I would say before that last recording that it's not a good idea letting our door do that. Because if the door can do it, other objects might decide to follow suit and get into the comedy business. For instance, what about this chair here? It's always been a good chair, a loyal chair. It sits there quietly, holding anyone who sits in it. But once it gets big ideas in its head, who knows what'll happen when a person sits down?
Go ahead, try it.
I will. Just to prove a point.
What point?
I don't know what point, just a point.
Well, it's not nice to point.
Here we go, Steve. I sit in the chair and, See? I just proved a point.
Which was?
This chair is acting up.
You just missed the seat when you sat down, that's all.
No, I didn't. Look, the seat of the chair fell out.
Oh, so it did.
And I bet it did it just to be funny. It's been influenced by the door.
Let's put another record on the turntable.
All right, just be careful.
I've been putting records on this turntable for years. Old records, because they've never issued them on CD. Nothing has ever happened. I doubt it'll start now.
I'm telling you, Steve. The turntable may have been influenced by the door in the chair. It's blinded by the bright lights of showbiz.
I don't know. Let's listen to Jackie Gleason now. This is from an old Broadway show called Take Me Along. It's called Sid, Old Kid. Hey, what's going on? The record flying off the turntable. Oh, no! Now the record is in on it, too! That's a funny sound to make if you're flying off a turntable.
I'm telling you, Steve, the turntable isn't on it. The records are in on it. Everything in this studio suddenly wants to be a comedian.
Everything?
Look at this pencil right here.
Yeah, what about it?
Listen to what happens when I tap it on the table. You know what a pencil is supposed to sound like, right?
Of course.
But listen to it now. Every time I tap it, it hiccups.
Wow. Here, tap it rapidly.
Okay.
It's decided to be a jokester.
Precisely, Steve. And it's all because of that stupid door.
Don't call it stupid. It can't help it if it wants to get in on the fun.
It's stupid.
Hey, don't throw that book at it.
I'm going to, Steve. Darn, even the book sit on it.
Well, get a load of all the bottle babies. What is every choir boy and candy kid in town doing down here at the station?
We came down to meet you, Sid.
Well, how about that?
Welcome home, Sid.
Hiya, Clem. How's the haystack Romeo? So you missed old Sid since he's been gone, huh? Yes. Well, I want to tell you something. I've missed this town, too.
What's Waterbury like, Sid?
What's Waterbury like? Well, the women are fat in the ankles, and they all kind of droop in the can. And the men are all boobs, you know what I mean? A bushel of rubes, grassy green. They're talking our lingo and telling our jokes and trying to keep track of us. They're 30 miles north and 40 miles west, but they're 50 years in back of us.
How are you doing there, Sid?
How am I doing? Great, of course. When I left the place, the boss's face looked like it was dipped in trouble. He says to me, how about a 10-buck raise? And I says, how about double?
That's the way, Sid. Hey, can you have any fun there, Sid?
Well, the life of spot in town's a place called Flanagan's, where I showed those hicks my bag of tricks, and they never saw such hooligans or shenanigans.
Ah, you do, that's it, you do, that's it.
If you know Sid, you know he did.
I used to clown when you hung around down the choirs.
Yeah, I really rang some bells and set some fires.
Woo! You do, that's it, you do, that's it.
You bet your shirt you know me, kid.
Sid, oh, kid, you're still a funny egg.
I'm a chicken. How's about a leg?
This here town's a cemetery. Since you went to Waterbury, good to have you back, you silly kid.
Hey, get a load of this little caper I pulled up in Waterbury. One day I stop at a coffee shop, but the job is cold and the food is slop. I'm getting set to pay my check and go out, when on the street a tire has a blowout. When I hear the pop on the floor, I drop and I grab a hold of a ketchup top. I smear some on my shirt before they spot me, and I'm yelling, holy Moses, someone shot me.
Did you do that's it? Did you do that's it?
If you know Sid, you know he did.
And all it was a blowout from a flipper.
But I'm yelling, someone shot me in the liver.
Ooh, did you do that's it? Did you do that's it?
You bet your shirt you know me, kid.
We still howl at all the things you did.
If you love me, come and kiss me, kid.
This here town's a cemetery. Since you went to Waterbury, good to have you back, you silly kid.
Gay, get a load of this little die-do I pulled up in Waterbury. In my hotel, there's a mean old grouch who sleeps all day on the lobby couch. I wait till he's asleep and then I got him. I take his cane and sauce him off the bottom. Wow. Now he wakes up with a hell of a snort and he tries to walk, but the cane's too short. He can't imagine why it's getting smaller. But I've convinced him he's just getting taller.
That's it, did you do that's it?
If you know Sid, you know he did.
I'll bet you Sid, you really got him going.
I told him that he's 68 and growing.
Did you do that's it? Did you do that's it?
You bet your shirt you know me, kid.
Sid, oh, kid, you're sick as Vaseline.
I'm so tasty, call me Wintergreen.
This here town's a cemetery. Since you went to Waterbury, good to have you back here.
Charming to be back here.
Good to have you back here, sick old kid.
Jackie Gleason was doing that. Take Me Along was the name of the Broadway play. Old play. I don't think it was very good. That was kind of a cute song. Oh, man. This is Not Going. I'm Steve Charney. We got some problems here. If you're tuning in late, I'll explain what's happening. Our door, which has been uncomplaining and loyal all these years, opening and closing on cue, has decided to have a little fun at Knock on Wood's expense. Now when the door is opened, it makes a funny sound effect. Here, let me show you, in case you're tuning into the program, you haven't heard it yet. Here, listen to this. This is what I mean. Open up the door. See what I mean? It's trying to be funny. Trying to be funny. Every time we open it up, it makes another weird sound. The worst part is it's influenced other objects in the room. The records, the books, the pencils, they've all decided to be goofy.
They think they're so funny. Well, they're not. I don't think a pencil hiccuping when it's tapped on the table is such a riot. I mean, listen to this. See that? See that?
That sounds pretty funny.
Wait a second. I just thought of something. What if your guitar isn't on it too? Your faithful, devoted guitar. Your dedicated, steadfast accompaniment. You wouldn't be able to play songs on the show anymore. Steve, pick up your guitar and strum, man, strum. Strum like you've never strummed before.
All right, I'll pick it up here. I doubt my guitar would, huh? Let me just strum it. Uh-oh. Maybe it just needs to be tuned. I'll turn the peg here. Oh, man.
You're tightening it too much, Steve.
You think so? Ooh, I just broke a string.
Put the guitar down, Steve. It doesn't want to be cooperative either.
All right, I'll put it down. Ooh.
That didn't sound like a wooden guitar.
I think it was making a joke.
What are we going to do?
I'd leave, but I'm afraid of what the door is going to sound like.
I think we need to teach that door a lesson, Steve. Maybe if we put it in line, the others will follow suit.
What do you propose to do?
I say we nail the thing shut. Keep it that way for a few days. That'll teach it to try to hog the spotlight from us.
How'll we get out?
We'll leave by the window.
Assuming the window doesn't turn into rubber.
We'll have to take that chance. Now hand me that nail and hammer.
All right, there you go. Just hope that the nail and the hammer aren't in on this.
I don't think so, Steve. This'll just take a second. We're going to show this door a thing or two. It can't go around making jokes that aren't in the script.
Why not? You do it.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to do it. The nerve of this door. It's just an inanimate object, and it's trying to become the star of the show.
Well, strictly speaking, Harry, you're an inanimate object, and you try to become the star of the show also.
That's different.
Why?
It just is, that's all. I have your permission.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Well, Steve, I have a job to do here. Do you mind? I'd appreciate if you didn't confuse me while I'm doing it. God, just gonna hammer a few nails in here, Steve.
Oh, listen, that door is crying.
Tough!
What do you mean, Tough? You're hurting the door. Take those nails out.
Steve!
Do it.
All right, I'll pull them out here. There. There. Okay, Steve.
There, door. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Don't cry. Do you feel better now? Ah, see? It's feeling better, Harry. Does my heart good to hear the door sound like that.
Who cares?
You know what? I think you're just jealous of that door. You're both made of wood, and it's the star on today's show instead of you.
Get out of here!
No, I'm serious. You're usually the one who gets all the attention, but today the door is, and you want to punish it.
All right, I admit it. I'm jealous!
Aha! There's no reason why the door can't make a funny sound or two if it wants to. I think it adds to the program. My guitar and the pencil, too. Even the chair collapsing when you sat in it was funny. Now, I want you to kiss the door and say you're sorry.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to.
All right. I'm sorry, door. Come here. I'll kiss you.
You know you have to go over to the door. It can't come to you.
But I thought we were both inanimate. How come I can walk and the door can't?
It's just the way it is. Come on. This is the Knock on Wood world. It's all imagination anyway.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. One big fat kiss to say I'm sorry. There. Oh, great. The door is pretending to throw up.
That's funny.
Crazy chick.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
They're such short shorts.
We like short shorts.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
Thank you.
Knockonwood is produced at the Knockonwood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. Today's episode was also written with Kelly Kenyon. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page with CDs, DVDs, and books, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And there are two ways that you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs. If you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous programs. Or you can go to iTunes, type in my name, and download the podcasts. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Roma Seltzer, Roma Seltzer, Roma.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.